started WhatsApping each other. They then went out that evening together because they're like, hey, hold on a second. Something could be happening here.
Sparks are flying.
Can I just say, how far are you apart in the UK? Do you live far apart or...
We're both in London.
Okay.
We were both on the same tube line, but at different ends. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing that the number is so like they got the number mixed up, but they're so close by.
So close in proximity. Yeah. So then, how did you go from not knowing each other, accidentally getting each other on WhatsApp, to now being married?
Well, we've been on the first date and we kind of hit it off straight away, like we've sort of known each other for years, it felt like. It was just so, there was no awkwardness, there was no awkward silences or anything like that. And then we met up the next day again and the rest was history. We just started dating and we've never been apart since, really.
That's really cute.
Yeah, and then it just started snowballing from there. And she said, do you want to move to Dubai? And she mentioned it and I thought about it. And when I get stuck on something, I'm like, okay. I get blinkered, so and now, away you go, and I said, come on, let's do it.
So now you've got married, you're now living here in Dubai together. Lena, when you saw Michael for the first time in person, were you like, okay, this guy, yeah, he's a good-looking dude. He could be the future.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't think... on our first date, I don't think I was thinking of you as my future husband. I mean,
but he's got something.
Snowballed.
But he's got something about him, Michael. Yeah, you can see him. He walks into a room.
He's worth a second text message.
You do have a lot of charisma.
So then, from there, how long were you guys, together before you got married?
3 months.
3 months.
Wow, that's a fresh one.
Freshy.
Wow. Good on you. Yeah. Good on
you. December. We got married in December, but it was 3 months and. Yeah, from meeting till married.
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah.
Good on you guys. Congratulations. I'm glad. And now you've ended up here in Dubai. Lena, how come you wanted to move to Dubai? Was there something here or was it a bucket list thing? Why Dubai?
I love Dubai, first of all. I've been here before. And also, I'm starting a job in June for teaching at a makeup school.
School. Lovely. That's amazing.
Yes, so we're opening in June.
That's fantastic.
That was one of the reasons.
Your school?
It's not my school, no.
But you're going to be a part of it.
I'm going to be a part of it.
So what are you doing from now till June? You're just doing freelancing?
Freelance work, yes.
So if anyone needs a freelance makeup artist, we'll put you in touch. Now over here to Michael, we've got to make sure that you're... Now you've left everything you probably had in the UK. The boys, the football, everything.
Everything is gone, yes.
Do you have a job? Did you get a job?
Not yet. No. I'm currently looking, so if anyone's employing...
What do you do? What do you want?
Well, I'm a manager in car sales back in the UK, so I deal with finance and manage people.
Okay.
So I'm looking to obviously continue that and excel my career out here.
Okay, I'd hire you.
You got charisma.
I'd hire you. Any companies need anyone. Michael's here. He's got a good story. Good head on his shoulders.
Come on,
personality.
BMW. He'd be a great addition.
He would. But if you guys want to get in touch with us here at Virgin Radio, just send us a message at 4008 or use the Virgin app and we'll put you in touch directly with Michael. Good luck with everything, guys. We love a really good story. I hope it all works out in the next year. No, I hope we can catch up in a year's time and just see where Michael and Lena have gone right there. You know, as in like, where are we?
Excuse him, he's been divorced.
He's about to go down that road. Every couple that we speak to, every couple, it always like, congratulations and... You know, just remember,
just
it could all go wrong. Like, you have to end it like that.
I'm not saying it's going to go wrong. They're both together forever, and they love each other. I'm just saying.
That's all right.
You know how Oprah does that show, Where Are They Now?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like just to see where are they in a year's time, because there's been a lot going on.
Well, let's do it.
Okay, let's book it in. Don't let it in now.
Okay, don't let Rossi look after this. He'll forget, okay?
Yes, so it's a pastor.
You met Message Rossi in the year. March 22nd, Rossi.
Okay.
2019.
If I'm not dead, I'll do it.
Guys, end on a positive.
I don't think it's going to happen then.
No, I'm definitely going to die.
Michael. Lena, you guys are amazing. Thank you for sharing your story. Go do that interview with the BBC now. I know they're hunting you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dubai.
Here we go. Get in touch. If you want to employ Michael, let's help him out.